Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone. How you doing, kids? Everybody good? Okay, just open up. Let's see. Did you brush? Let me see. Okay. See your nails. Oh. Man. Very good. Now we can have breakfast. You want waffles? What do you want? Pancakes? Oatmeal. Open Phone Friday. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com, OneRadioNetwork.com. And it is October 11th, 2019. Is it Columbo Day, Monday, something like that? We should take Monday off. Because he was Italian, and I'm Italian, and so we should take Monday off. I have to do, let me do a little sniffle on my nose here because it's cold this morning. Hold on. Just notice my little, need a little blow on my nose here. Yeah, the old northerner came through. You know, a northerner. They're like north wind. We Texans call them northerners. Blew through last night. Got to be about 45 here, and I think it's about 60 out there now. And little nose will just do a little thing. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what noses are for. Get a little things running around in there. And get them out. Better out than in. So what do you have going on this morning? Let's shake the bushes out there and get some of you I've never called before, which is probably 95% of you, and call up and say hi. Just let me know where you live and what you're doing in your life and all the happy things you have going on, any kind of challenges you have going on. Well, we can chat about them, and then listeners can call up later and then dump on you after you. No, they don't do that. I remember that line in Sleepless in Seattle. He said, yeah, Dad, what you do is you just get on and talk, and then the doctor asks you a bunch of questions, and then later on people will call in and dump on you. Tom Hanks says, oh, well, that's good. Let's do that. Nora Ephron wrote that movie. It's just a brilliant script. I used to have a little clip from that. I don't know if we still have that. I always kind of liked it. Let's see. You know, the thing, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, they have this little romance, but they don't even meet they barely meet, and they only meet in the last scene. It's a great script where she heard him. Oh, yeah, this is one of the lines where he's washing his kid's hair, Jonah.
When's the last time you were out there?
Oh, no, this is different.
Jimmy Carter, 1978.
Things are a little different now. First, you have to be friends. You have to like each other. Then your neck. This could go on for years. Then you have tests, and then you get to do it with a condom. The good news is you split the check.
I don't think I could let a woman pay for dinner.
Now that was a different scene. That was Rob Reiner and Tom Hanks. Then you have tests. Okay. There was another line with the kid. I'll find it. Anyway, I don't know how I got off on that. Oh, I did, because I talked about dumping on you. I watched a great documentary a couple nights ago, and it was all about chocolate, just all about chocolate. And I think about 40% of the chocolate comes from Africa. And these people grow it. And it's a tough job. These pods, I don't know if you've ever seen these big pods. Then they got to break them open, and then they have this kind of a white cocoa butter in there. And then they ferment that, and it's quite a process. But that's where it comes from. And then a lot of the other is in Central America and South America, but lots of it from Africa. And it's really, it's almost like the mafia, the people that control it. It's five or six big traders. They're making all the money. And it so many people touch it that at the end of the line, at the beginning, you know, where it starts, the farmers, you should see where they live in Africa. It's shacks, you know, there's no money. They just don't get any money for it. And it's all controlled by the, the big boys, kind of like gold and silver. It's all controlled, the price. And so that's why it's a good idea, in my opinion, if you're going to eat cacao, raw chocolate, which I do a lot. Not a lot, but I like it. Is you find some good stuff. Start with organic, and that'll take you up a notch of the farming techniques. And then if you can find a source, and a lot of these chocolate places have some really nice stories about how they work with the indigenous people, and they give back to them so they don't clear cut all the food, you know. So, and they're really a fair trade. Whole Foods got a whole thing called Fair Trade, and it's a nice program, and they really do work with farmers, and that's the real thing. And John Mackey just wanted to do whatever he could years ago, because, you know, you find this stuff out when you're in the business. So, I don't know, just thought I'd mention it. Maybe see if you can find some good source cacao, maybe know the source kind of thing. Well, today's my treat day. We get coffee today. Cobalamin tonic. Kind of like once a week now. So it's like a little treat for me when we do open phones. Well, here's our phone number. And why don't you come in and say hi, hello. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Open phone and open email Friday. Interesting fellow on yesterday. I kind of liked him. His name was Roby Mitchell, Dr. Fit. I think he's in Amarillo. And really quite a resume. Wow. I mean, PhD, cardiovascular guy, emergency medicine, studied with all kinds of people, all kinds of folks, Dr. Jonathan Reid and Crook and, you know, the Candida guy. He's well-schooled. And he's got his own lab, so he does a lot of testing. Because one time I asked him, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being your most confident, how confident are you in what you just said, whatever it was? And he said, oh, it's a 10. I'm always a 10. I said, what do you mean you're always? He said, I'm always a 10 because I test this stuff with my patients in the lab. He said, I test this. So I recommend you listen to the podcast. You'll probably get some interesting tips. I haven't really looked at it, but he's into a thing called the BALI, B-A-L-I, Blue Zone Diet. Adam has mentioned the Blue Zone thing. And I'm going to look into it and see what kind of things. But a few of the items that are worth noting here in Open Phone Friday on October 11. In the Blue Zones, these people who live the longest, they're the people that have the most money, and then they freeze their bodies. And no, I'm just kidding. I just want to see if you're paying attention, because that's not. They do things regularly in their diet that croak off candida albicans, which is the body's way to eat up excess stuff that shouldn't ought to be there. So we need this candida because that's what it does. And it just gets out of whack because of diet and stuff. But it's really harmful when it's out of whack. I mean, it'll make your toes fungi and rashes, and people get brain foggy, and it's just not good. Donna Gates made a whole career over it, and she was onto it years ago, right? 20 years ago. I don't even remember what the name of her first book was. But that's probably a primer on it, if you want to. But anyway, he said several of the things that they do almost every day are the black cumin seed oil. My goodness, doesn't that come up often? We don't officially promote it any longer because the business thing didn't work well out with Andreas and his profit margins and stuff. But it's still the best, just because we don't have a financial interest in it. We still let you know, Andreas seed oils, the best, we think. Now, he's got a good one too, Roby Mitchell, and he gets his from somewhere overseas, so he's probably got a really good one. But I think it would be hard to compete with the way Andreas does it. No temperature, really pristine and Myron glass, and got a great shelf life too, because it's in the Myron glass. But you could just Google Andreas seed oils, and if you wanted to start taking some black cumin, well, that'll keep the fungi among guy at bay. He says also coconut oil does that. It's an antifungal. Now Dr. Teitelbaum says in the winter many people have a hard time digesting coconut oil because it's too thick, just too thick energetically. I could see that. So you want to make sure you got lots of fire pitta in your tummy, because coconut oil can also clog you up, I believe, my opinion, but nobody listens to me. So when you have all the channels open, those open channels, like down in the Panama Canal where Dr. Daniels lives, open channels. Past guest Dr. Teitelbaum talks in Ayurvedic medicine, where we take these foods that just don't work for us at the time. Doesn't mean we're allergic or we can't ever have them, but sometime depending on the time of the year, depending on the time of the day, obviously, with Adam's work. A lot of factors in there, and sometimes they just don't, you know, they just don't sit right. And that what they're doing is they're really kind of clogging up a channel. All these different channels running through our body, meridian points, and sometimes your little nose will get clogged up, and that's a channel. But it always passes, but what else? Yeah, turmeric. We love turmeric. We like Dr. Thomas Cowan's turmeric the best ever. It's in our website. And if you just scroll down, we need to put some of these in the store. We don't sell a lot of them, so we don't talk about them too much. And he's not able to give us very, very, just a little bit of commission, so we can't spend a lot of time on it. You know how it works, you know, with the dollar thing. But Dr. Cowan's garden, and he's got some really amazing powders. They've all been dehydrated and very, very upscale kind of heritage vegetables. And he's really picky about the way they grow them sustainably and beyond organic and really cool stuff. He's got a pepper salt, ashatiba powder. He's got a beet powder, three beet powder. Boy, that's cool. Wish my mouse wouldn't do that. Just let me do what I want to do. Don't help me here. Turmeric. So that's the turmeric I use. I like that one. Because of the way he makes it. Here's the threefold blend powder, wild ramp powder. Boy, that's a fun vegetable. Low oxalate green powder. So if you like low oxalates, you can get a low oxalate green powder. Leek powder. Swiss chard, kale, winter squash. I have a bunch of these, and you can just sprinkle these on anytime, and they got a lot of nutrients in there. A lot of the antioxidants and a lot of the, all the good stuff. I mean, they're just dehydrated. Parsnip, turmeric, burdock, sea vegetable. I need some more sea vegetable. Leek, horseradish. Then you get a little refills too, so you don't have to repurchase the Myron glass. So that's Dr. Thomas Cowan's garden on the bottom of our front page on One Radio Network. So get yourself some of those and play around with them. Put them on your counter there and just sprinkle them on stuff. You have baked potato, put some beet powder on there, carrot powder. It's just more ways to get more good stuff, you know, in our body. And that's one of Dr. Cowan's arguments. He says we just, you know, generally grow up and eat about the same 10 vegetables. You know, cauliflower and broccoli and lettuce and chard and whatever. But there's a zillion vegetables and they all have different components and antioxidants and minerals and all kinds of things. I mean, that's why they're out there. And so they're a little expensive to buy, but you'll see. I mean, you know, they'll last a long time because you don't use all that much. You're just sprinkling. If you sprinkle too much, it would be too strong of a taste. But you could put them in smoothies, and they're all savory. I don't think he's got any sweet ones, but if you do a green smoothie, you know, put a few things in there and just add a little bit to it. You know what I mean? Jelly bean? It's October 11, 2019, and this is Open Phone and Email Friday. Lots to talk about, but I would really love to hear from you. You can do that by dialing 888-663-6386. I'll put you on hold. We'll pick it up or email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Fall has fell. So guess what time it is? More of this.
Previously, Dr. Hal Huggins on detoxing mercury. You do not have to get all the mercury out of the body. That's not what the problem is. It's the direction it's going. If you have more going out than you have coming in, then you're going to have a good chemistry. You're going to feel good. But if you have more going in to the body than going out, chemistries look bad and you feel bad.
If you had to name just a few things on the top of your list to help get mercury out, whether they be supplements or foods, give us your top five.
Okay.
Off the top of your head.
Best thing would be the infrared sauna. The thing is, detoxification is easy. Anybody can release a lot of mercury. But if you're using a sauna, or especially the infrared sauna, then you are eliminating the mercury through the skin, and you are bypassing liver and kidney. So that's a very good way to go.
Very good way to go. But we also do some things out of the liver and kidney. Dr. Huggins, he probably knew that, but most of it comes out the skin. But Dr. Rao in Europe, Dr. Yu, who we're going to get back on, who works with some PTSD folks in Washington, D.C., and also other people, Dr. Cowden, C-O-W-D-E-N, have said that, and other people, that when you do the infrared sauna, and then also heavy metals and bad actors leave through the urine. I mean, they've tested it. Take a urine test and see how much mercury, lead, and stuff is coming out. Because we all got a little running around because it's in the air. You know, we got some. That's why the sulfur is good to take on going, because it keeps you moving that, you know, moving along. Helps. Huge one. One of the key things of sulfur is just keeps things moving out of the body. And because it only lasts in your body about 12 hours, we take it twice a day. But anyway, so then you can do the sauna, get a lot of sweat going on, get the far infrared benefits, the rays from this award-winning technology out of Taiwan with the relaxed far infrared sauna. And then along came, no, it's not right. Then along came Joe. Along came Jones. Slow talking Jones. Anyway. And then more stuff comes out after you do the sauna. Out of the pee. Is that cool? Yeah. If you'd like to get one, we have a special price that Phil Wilson allows us to offer exclusively, as long as we don't put it in print. Because it kind of, if we put it in print, then everybody else calls up and says, I'd really like to sell for $9.95. We just take less commission because I wanted to keep it at the most affordable price for you and sell more. You know what I mean? More fun. More people share the love. Share the love. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and we'll hook you up. $9.95 in the lower 48. Anywhere else, Alaska, Hawaii, Canada, not a whole lot extra at all. Less than you think, because they ship right from Taiwan. So if you live in Europe, or if you live in Australia, or Fiji, or someplace like that, they all ship right from Taiwan, and they'll come with the proper plug. And it's only $100 or $200 extra, just depending on where you live. I think it's only $100 extra to Canada. So, and these are just, they're good. Boy, they're nice ones. You sit in there and, yeah. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna, email me if you want to get one.
Previously with Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, we asked him this. Does sulfur, does it bring oxygen to the cells as well?
Yes, that's what oxygen, sulfur are just.
That's what it does.
Kissing cousins, they love each other. The sulfur takes the oxygen. Now, in the beginning, we would have people stuff themselves with oxygen, either ozone or transport for oxygen in there, in not the burnt-out, dead MSM that sells millions and millions of dollars worth in the health food stores and other places all over the world. It's worthless. You have to get the real organic. So don't ever shop price at MSM because you're just going to get garbage. You need the organic super sulfur.
Real, pure, living sulfur. Organic sulfur. That's what we sell right here. Three prices depending on where you live. If you'd like more than 4 pounds, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll give you a discount. Order anytime. Front page. Click oneradionetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on oneradionetwork.com.
And we might as well. We may as well because what the heck? Oh. Did I almost say a bad word? Bad word. We used to call them bad words. I almost say a bad word. Yeah, I'm really kind of curious about some of the proliferation of foul language in our... holy cow. It's hard to even hear a movie anymore without the F-bomb. I mean, I must live in a cocoon. I mean, I just... I don't think those words. I don't even use... I never use them. Even hell or damn. I just don't... I just don't see any point. I mean, they're just kind of, muddy, negative words that don't mean anything. But we all did it, I guess, when we were kids, but wish Hollywood would grow up. I'm just going to have to become a big-time movie producer and set them straight, you know what I'm saying? Well, we'll be a good example. Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle is washing Jonah's hair, and they were talking, saying a few things here.
Oh, wait a minute, let me do something.
So Tom Hanks is washing his kid's hair.
If you get a new wife, I'll guess you have sex with her, huh?
I certainly hope so.
Will she scratch up your back?
What?
In the movies, women are always scratching up the men's back and screaming and stuff when they're having sex.
How do you know this?
Jed's got cable.
Jed's got cable. I'm just so easily amused, right? Jed's got cable. Nora Ephron, she directed and wrote that movie, and Nora's no longer with us. She went off to write movies on some other plane. So Dr. Robbie Mitchell, he had a couple cool, interesting things to say. So anyway, what are some of the other ones? He had black cumin, coconut oil, turmeric. Oh, then we got off and started talking about Dr. Cowan. See, I can almost follow my mind, which is pretty weird. Turmeric, Dr. Cowan, and who knows where we went from there. But we can go back. I can circle back. I got a mind like a steel track bear. Black cumin, coconut, turmeric. There was another one. Isn't there another one? Olive oil, yeah. I never knew that about olive oil. I knew that many of the long-lived people drank plenty of consumed plenty of olive oil, like in the Mediterranean diet. Maybe that contributes to their good numbers, better than some numbers. Extra virgin olive oil. I think those were the four. I can look at my notes. I think those were the four. So just have some of those every day and you'll probably take care of your fungi among guy. Candida over slurping. Boy, yeah, the black cumin oil is just, it's a pretty amazing seed. You can duck, duck, go that sucker, and man, you'll find, phew, pretty much cure everything, or pretty wild. He said you can do a couple tablespoons. So I pulled out my black cumin seed oil, which was in the cabinet. I'm just going to start doing it every day just for fun, and I'll let you know. if I start leaping tall buildings with a single bound or anything. Dr. Mitchell also talked about, we were talking about thyroid, and he does do some testing, but he also looks at the MCV number in a blood test. The MCV number, I think it stands for red blood cells. What is the what does MCV, what does the MCV blood test mean? Okay. It's essential to remember that the level of red blood cells should be standard and just right to perform this function. MCV levels would also let you determine if the patient is anemic or not. But aside from that, it would also let you interpret the reason for the abnormal red blood cell count and how to process the treatment. Really? A low MCV would often result in tiredness and fatigue. These results are because the amount of oxygen delivered to the cells are too low. The opposite of this is in macrolosis, which too much red blood cells are generated. They are more prone to break on the tiny capillaries and might cause serious damage. A high MCV may be caused by different things, like vitamin B12 is one of the components for correct blood cell formation. Reasons for deficiency may include too much alcohol, poor diet. Anyway, so I just pulled this one thing. Who knows where this stuff comes from? Anyway, he was saying that if your MCV level, if you like to play the numbers, is over 90, 86. My notes here. 86. Then that means that you could potentially have low B12. Caused by not enough HCL. Oh yeah, we were talking about, it wasn't the thyroid. We were talking about how to gauge if the parietal cells in the tummy are making enough hydrochloric acid, which is really kind of critical. There's a lot of reasons why that slows down. But anyway, so he said that's one thing you can look at, the MCV level. If it's over 86, you might mean low on B12 because the HCL isn't making the B12. Mine was 89. I looked at my last blood test, so I don't know what I'm going to do about it. Nothing, probably, but it's interesting. I think I got plenty of HCL. There's a thing called a Heidelberg test if you're really geeky and wanted to test your HCL level. Dr. Jonathan Wright, it's kind of a time capsule. You swallow on a string and let you know. I don't think I'm going to do that. No, I don't think so. Nope. We're not going to do that one. I have a hard time sometimes just swallowing these little capsules of like a something. I take less and less, though, because of the, I just don't have the need to do a lot of those things anymore. Or want to, whatever the word is. What do I do? I do some aloe lax every now and then in capsules, even with the fresh aloe. sometimes those, you know, things get sluggish down there. You take one of those guys, and it's a really nice way to move along the little doggy in the colon. I don't even do digestive enzymes anymore with the living streams. I just don't think we need them. Wayne had said that, you know, with the right probies and all that, you don't need them. So you could experiment with that. If you take digestive enzyme, you might save some money. Just do the living streams. Paleo, maleo. The paleo-maleo diet. This is Open Phone Friday and Open Email. Come join us, please, if you want to. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, you make a pretty woman your wife. Dan says, I just watched a YouTube vid last night, good for you, that said telomeres are not as important to longevity as is reducing inflammation in the body. But interestingly, sulfur is a constituent for the glutathione, which of course gets used up by severe disease like AIDS. Not sure how he got on with that. Well, inflammation, of course, but see, inflammation is just the body's reaction to trying to get things more happy. So it's a kind of a normal thing, but it really helps to get rid of inflammation because it's you feel better, and then the body just has more space to keep working because it'll kind of, in my opinion, it'll kind of stop if you're getting too much inflammation. And you're whining all the time, it'll kind of stop doing what it's needed to do. But inflammation is actually kind of part of the healing process. But if you can get rid of inflammation with turmeric and hydrogen, that helps the body to just have more space to do its thing. Does that make sense? That's my theory anyway. I just made it up, but I make everything up. Yeah, so the hydrogen gas, the Brown's gas, and then hydrogen water, really nice stuff. One of the things it'll do is to lower inflammation all over your body. And I've noticed that. I've said this several times, and I'm just feeling more comfortable in my body, and I think it's anti-inflammatory. And I know that we must all have some inflammation going on because it's just a planet Earth thing, you know. It's like, boop, got dumped in here with these bodies, and who'd have thunk it? What are we doing? Oh, holy cow. What? Mercury? EMS? Chemicals? Glyphosates? What's up with that? I didn't see that when I signed up for Planet Earth Again. Well, you see, sir, you didn't really sign up. We just kind of had an arrangement. Because I'm divine spirit and I kind of helping you. So I think you should kind of go back and a few things you can work on. Here's the list. Whoa. 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 I'm going through the list. In between lives. Whoa. Yeah, I guess I got to go back. Here's the list. Check them off. Uncle George, you got to get it straight with Uncle George. You got to get it straight with the government, the one you love. Quit being so angry at those guys because they're part of you and you don't understand, so work on that. You also, you were very, you know, that this is how it works. This is where the whole St. Peter at the Golden Gate came from. That's right, in my opinion. All this is in my opinion, by the way, so just my opinion. But this is, in my opinion, where the whole St. Peter at the Golden Gate came from, is karma. They translate into a more poetic allegory of old St. Peter with his big golden book saying, oh, you did this, you did that. How about this? That's where it came from, in my opinion. The Lords of Karma. You've heard of these dudes? They're actually people, beings out there, in my opinion, called the Lords of Karma. And these are the folks you run into when you leave your body. And they're nice folks, you know, they're not evil or anything. But there's not a lot of negotiation. It's not like a give and take thing. It's pretty much we just create stuff and create karma and create this and that. And if we leave before we balance it out, well, then generally, oftentimes we come back here. But you can go other places too. There's lots of planets with people, Venus. But Earth is kind of one of the best spots because it is so bonkers that it's so bonkers that it's kind of difficult not to see what's the right way to go. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's so bonkers, and there's so many, definitive lines into love and hate and good and bad and up and down and male and female. Whoops, well, that one's getting smeared. That it's pretty easy to see what the middle path might be, or the neutral path, or towards the light and sound, or what we might call God. Pretty easy down here, because you can just go on TV or watch a movie or go to the store or talk to people, and you can pretty much know if you want to hang out in this state of consciousness very long. So Earth is a good spot because it's the land of eternal opposites. Nothing exists here unless it's in relation to its opposite. So it's impossible to have poor people without rich people. And it's impossible to have rich people without poor people. Or up and down, mountains and valleys, cold and hot, boys and girls. Well, don't get me started on that one. I saw this doctor, a little video, and he was on the steps of the Supreme Court. Evidently there's a few Supreme Court decisions coming up. They're involving government recognition of other than male and female, trans and questions and all that. I'll use the word crapola. And boy, he was taking a beating. And I really get, especially the far lefties, and because their whole thing in life is they just believe that if you're not compassionate, and I get it, and compassion is really good, but, you know, at some point you might want to just say, you know, it's just, and so anyway, this doctor was saying that these people, they're actually giving drugs to young kids so that they would delay their puberty, so they'd have more time to make a decision whether they're a boy or a girl. What? I mean, you can't make that stuff up. So you don't have to make the decision, you just kind of, you know, take a shower and check it out. You'll be able to see. You know, I kind of get the gay thing. If people are attracted to the same sex, you know, it's fine. Who cares? Nobody cares. OK. Get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Nobody cares. But I think the people that live a gay lifestyle, they're the one that care more than anybody else, and they just make it a problem for themselves. Just have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and shut up. Supreme Court has already said that gay people can legally get married, so that's all you need. If you want to legally get married to your boyfriend or girlfriend, if you're gay lifestyle, get married. Then you have all the rights as a wife to get into emergency rooms. I mean, this is some of the arguments they've used, but it's because you're just boyfriend and girlfriend. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't even, if you're a boy and a girl, you can't do that stuff. You get married if you want to have the will and the rights and to visit them and, I don't know, make decisions for them if they're in coma and all this stuff. They've already passed that. It's a Supreme Court thing. What, 3 years ago, 4 years ago? So you're done. So you can just live your gay lifestyle and don't make a big deal out of it. Heterosexual people don't walk around saying how much they're heterosexual and everybody. So I think they miss a point. They're missing a point. And they're just making it more difficult for themselves. Because you know what I mean? If you make it a thing, it's a thing. And if you make it a big thing, it's a big thing. Open phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Well, I had a really dumb experience with milk I'll share with you. I like to share all my little things that go on in my life with my body just because it gives me a chance to talk about something that maybe will help you. Not that what I do or what happens to me or is any more important than you, but when we do open phones, that's what I just kind of dance around and then hopefully give you some ideas and if I gained any kind of wisdom in my almost 73 revolutions around the sun, which is questionable, but if I did, perhaps you can give some of these ideas some thought. So I was drinking goat milk. I guess it happened, after Teitelbaum, Dr. Teitelbaum, the Ayurvedic doctor, or actually talking to Ray Pede, and I was kind of, I haven't drunk milk for a long time, and I do cream and butter and ghee, and I do fine. So I got some raw goat's milk from my underground raw goat's milk guy. Could be against the law. You have to be careful. That sound you hear is the founding fathers twirling in their grave. Their body. They're gone. Anyway. So I started doing goat's milk and I did really, really good on it. And then started cow's milk about full on, I guess what? I guess it'll only be 2 weeks ago. And I drank about four half gallons in 2 weeks. Let's see what that is. So what's a half gallon? 64. Times 4, I love math, 256 ounces divided by 14. Yeah. So I averaged about 20 ounces of milk a day, average. A little over a pint, right? And doing real good, and I was boiling it and putting some cardamom and cinnamon, little turmeric in there. According to Ayurveda, helps to cardamom, cinnamon helps to digest the fat and digest the carbs in milk. And then the boiling, if you have raw milk, helps to, you boil it and simmer it for 2-3 minutes, help to kill all unobjectionable extra curricular activity in the cows, which there can be some, even the most well-tended grass-fed cows. You can get bacteria in there that you don't like. Which is why in Ayurveda they've boiled milk for about 5,000 years. Cow is sacred there in Hindu, and they don't eat him, they just take his little milky. So, man, so I drank. So I decided just to have milk for dinner last night, nothing else. So I boiled up about, I don't know, maybe about a pint. Drank that, and about 2 hours later, goodness. I felt like I was going to die. If I don't know better, it was food poisoning of some kind. I mean, I felt really terrible. I don't know if you've ever had food poisoning, but it's probably one of the worst things ever, because you really feel like you're going to die. The poison must, the body's so active in getting rid of the poison. So it was the milk. So, but this was a new batch that I just got yesterday. So, but what I don't understand is if I boiled it, which I did, and listen, I had something really weird in there, like E. coli. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Now there's a couple. Now this is just the way I work through something like this. Is there's all kinds of different components what it could be, and it's always happens for a reason, so I get to learn something from the process, right? So I asked my teacher last night before bed, let's give me some insights to what this milk thing was about. And by the way, so it lasted about 3 or 4 hours. It was pretty weird. Finally, I took a big teaspoon of, about halfway through, took a big teaspoon of charcoal and shined a red light on my tummy and just kind of hung out. Didn't feel like, I couldn't read. I just felt so bad. So I just found something, a documentary or something on Netflix to watch, and all the body was just settling down. And it just finally just kind of worked its way through. It took a few hours. So it's almost sure it's some kind of food poison. Or maybe my body, another thing it could be, maybe my body just said, okay, you know that milk thing? It ain't going to happen anymore. And this will happen sometimes. This will happen sometimes. I don't know why it would have to be that dramatic, but, good. Well, so we'll see. I hope not. I really like the taste of it. It's kind of comfortable, and it's easy to make, and it's a great food. But, sometimes it's not an allergic thing or a gut thing, but sometimes it's just not the right thing for us at that time spiritually for whatever reasons. And this can get pretty esoteric, but there are some foods that sometimes, because of the vibration or whatever, is just not exactly what our body needs at that time. Because of our state of consciousness and our karma and our goals and the teacher that we're working with, if we're working with a teacher. It's a good thing to find yourself a spiritual master. And so sometimes it just works like that, where it's certainly happened. It's happened to a lot of people with the meat thing, that just got to a point spiritually that they just didn't want to eat any meat anymore and experience what a vegetarian thing and not kill animals and all of that. And there's, you know, there's a lot to that. It's, for some people, that's very real, and that's what they need to do, and more power to them. So I don't know at this point. It's just an unknown. But I know a person who's a really good kinesiologist, muscle testing, really good one in Dripping Springs. So I'm gonna put the batch that I had the bottle I had a little issue with, number that one, and then take one of the other bottles. I might even get some organic milk from the store and have that. That might be interesting too. Yeah, that's a good idea. I think I'm gonna get some of that, put that in a jar, and then bring that to her. Be good to test those all three. I'm going to see what that says. And then, depending on what that says, I may just try like an ounce or two of one of the other bottles and see what. But I don't want to drink those 16 ounces again and have that experience. Whoa. I just don't know how it's possible. Maybe you have some ideas. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. If you boil the milk, which I did, simmered for about 3 minutes. No, Dr. Pete would know, wouldn't he? He's due to come on next week. And I think we're going to do that show regarding... I think we're going to take a few days off next week. I just want some time off, and definitely going to take Monday off. But to Dr. Pete, we'll do Dr. Pete's show on Tuesday. I don't know. May take a couple days off next week. All work and no play, you know, can make a silly goose. We're pretty silly already. I mean, you know, I don't know. Dr. Mark Serkis talks about hydrogen therapy by using Brown's gas from our aqua cure machine.
Hydrogen therapy, especially the gas, using breathing it in. What is oxidative stress? It's like the exhaust in a car. When you burn oxygen to create ATP, not a clean process, not totally. So it creates free radicals, these kind of substances in the body that like to compromise other substances. If you're burning pure hydrogen, see, in oxidative process in the mitochondria, we're actually breaking down food. It's not just pure hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using pure hydrogen, like a car would, the exhaust is pure water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The hydrogen buses and all that, just pure water.
Right, pure water. So hydrogen therapy, what it's doing is it's bringing down oxidative stress by combining the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen combines with free radicals, and what does it do to them? It turns them to water. So that's hydrating.
Remember, there's a lifetime warranty, and then there's a 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty on the AquaCure machine. In case you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. Use promo code ONERADIO in our store. Promo code ONERADIO on oneradionetwork.com. Yeah. I wish these guys didn't cost as much as they do, but they do. There's a lot to this. George spent a lot of years with the, you know, figuring it out and getting to this model. I think he's had about four different, like 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0. Lot of R&D where he lived on much of nothing just to do it. And it happens. That's good. You should be prepared for your time. Now, there are other hydrogen machines out there, Brown's gas, maybe at a little less price, but I really recommend if you want to get one is to get this one because, one, a lifetime warranty, one, a warranty that if you don't like it, you don't like the experience, up to a year you can get your money back. I mean, no other... I don't know of any other one that does that. And George says, we have the best and the most safe machine because of all the different safety features that he's built in there. which is really important because this is a powerful gas. I mean, cars, planes, and rockets, hydrogen. So these are really nice machines. They're very quiet. I just, first thing what I do in the morning, I get downstairs and start moving around, is I'll just turn on the machine, just one button. It's already set to the proper percentage of hydrogen that I breathe in because of my weight. Put that little cannula on. Just walk over to the rebounder, and I'll just do some rebounding for 5-10 minutes, and just to get the hydrogen in there, get things moving around, get those right in the mitochondria, and very, very powerful. Then drink the water. Then we up it to 100%, and then I got the water right here, and you can bubble some water. And what's fun about it too, if you're bubbling the water, the container that you're bubbling the hydrogen, the water is 32 ounces. So get yourself a couple, the mason jars, right? The ball jars or mason jars, 32 ounces. Put it in there, and the hydrogen stays in there pretty much all day. And then you'll know exactly how much you're drinking too, because you fill up one or two. So that's kind of fun, don't you think? Yeah, it's kind of fun. Use promo code ONERADIO and you get a 10% off, which I think is like $240, so a couple thousand dollars. And so we got in the budge, the one you love, or a credit card, and I think it'd be a great investment. Who knows where this is going to take us and help us to, you know, to navigate our way through planet Earth with a lot less aches and pains and doctor stuff. Daniel Vitale is one of your flagship products, of course, the colostrum, which is easy to take, yummy, easy to get the kids to take. Talk a little bit about how it's necessary for the baby calves, but then also that it works for people.
Well, colostrum is the first food for all mammals. So all mammals produce colostrum before they produce milk. And that colostrum works not just in that animal, but it'll work across species and other animals too. And nowhere is this more true than with cows and human beings. Now, cows produce this surplus, which allows us to take a little bit of that and then turn it into this powder form, which is a fantastic food in smoothies and other confections and things like that. It has this ability to impart the immunity of the animal that it came from to us.
This is a pretty magical superfood, in my opinion, and Patrick's whole gut has continued to improve with more revolutions around the sun, and I've sure had my share of colostrum over the years. Wonderful superfood, and one of the best ones available today. SirThrival, any SirThrival link, colostrum, oneradionetwork.com. Yeah, I'm going to start to even do more of it now because of the whole, you know, the Ray Pete, and now this interest that I have with cow juice, dairy, and colostrum even makes more sense. Colostrum, oh man. My mouse quit for a minute. Might be getting low on my battery. Is time travel possible or being used and how? Are we living in a matrix with bodies outside the matrix? Yeah, time travel is possible because there is no time. So you see, there you go. The future is not here yet. But it's going on right now. I know, it'll make your head explode. But the future is not out there somewhere separate from here. Because out there somewhere 1,000 years from now, will be here. And then the past really doesn't exist, but it does and this is all in my opinion, by the way, I may not know what I'm talking about, but it does, because if it's always now, how could it be past there? Because there is no past there. Pretty trippy, eh? Yeah, so that's when we experience past lives, we're not going back at all. We're just going back into that state of consciousness that is actually going on now. So as weird as it sounds, it's our past life in 1487, when we were king of France or something, or clean toilets, whichever you... is going on right now. I know. Seems pretty weird, but that's the way it is. My opinion. Here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So our bodies and all the stuff we're looking at now, the trees and our desk and our home, they're a dream. They're just a dream. And we think they're real, so it is kind of like the Matrix. We think all of this is like real, and we think this desk is real that I'm knocking on, but it's actually a bunch of atoms and protons and photons and futon. I used to sleep on futons. Futons, and that are just going back and forth real fast, so it's solid. Which is why when we get on other planes, the vibrations change and we can go through walls and stuff like that. Or there's actually been some yogis who, they change their, well, not just yogis, but other people, they change their state of consciousness and they move around planet Earth, go through walls and stuff like that, because they're just changing the vibration of their atoms in their body, and you can do whatever you want. Fly around. So to Matt, who emailed in this excellent question,